Coach, a little bit of a different game. It didn't seem like there was a lot of flow to it, although you guys did what you had to do to get the win. How would you describe that game?
Not exactly pretty. I mean, we got the job done. And in the end, you know, and if you look at the stat lines, lots of good things, you know, positives. But, you know, just overall doing what we you know, I thought we came out flat. You know, a little bit of foul trouble hurt us, but I just don't think we ever really got rolling. And that's goals. But again, you know, on the positive note, man, you know, Mungo and DeMarco Sanders both played really, really well, I thought, again. Good to see them come in and do some good things. And then, obviously, Lou had just a great game. That's probably the best basketball that I've seen Lou play in the time he's been here. So that's stepping up and being a senior.
Yeah, I was just asking about that. I mean, probably the best game I've seen him play, too. He's really showing a lot more asserting himself into the offense and taking up and picking up the slack with those mid-range jump shots.
Yep. And that's, you know, that's where he's really improved, I think, a lot. Because, you know, nobody guards him. You know, so he's got to step up and have confidence and shoot it. Man, if he can step up and do that consistently, which he's done in practice as well, that's a huge, huge bonus.
They obviously, their game plan was to take Keenan out. I mean, just being double, triple teamed even without the ball sometimes. How do you feel about the way the rest of the guys pick up the slack? Because you look at the scoring, I mean, it's very balanced. So
there's some good balance in there. You know, I think we got to do a little better job of working on a few things offensively so we can find them in a couple different gaps. You know, and we have, it's like today, offensively, we just didn't have a tremendous flow. You know, I mean, you kind of see it, you know, we said the same thing when we came in, you know. There was no, you know, inside to out to reverse to the back inside. You know, we worked that a little bit in practice today. And we just have to kind of just take a deep breath sometimes and do a better job out of our just main half-court offense of doing good things.
I think more so in the second half than the first, but guys were kind of settling for the first halfway decent look, or?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
A little undisciplined, you know. I mean, a little bit has to do with, you know, we're playing a team, everybody kind of figures they're going to play, and a little bit my chance to shine, you know, which unfortunately happens sometimes. But, hey, we'll roll from there.
Any early prognosis on Jarrell? Looked like it was pretty serious.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Possibly, you know, I mean, if it's an MCL, I mean, it's not an ACL, so that's the good news. But it's an MCL, and it's still, you know, going to be about four to five weeks.
Something in the knee.
So we'll have to see how he prognoses over the night and through tomorrow. We'll go from there.
How does that affect your team going forward? Obviously, he's a big part of your rotation. He's been a starter even so far this year. You got a big one coming up on Tuesday, so.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, I mean, we're going to have you know, that's why you have a basketball team, you know. I mean, other guys have to step up. You know, there's one nice thing that we got these last two games is we did get Mungo and Marco some time because they're obviously going to have to play a little bit more with the loss of Jarrell.
Hey, thanks a lot, Coach.